Welcome to episode 4. S313 is still here in New Zealand. These are actually some stories about our arrival in Wellington, and that was 14 long days coming. We've got Ava Roche, Nicholas Lopik, and Alex Smith talking today. And without further ado, here we go.
Want to introduce yourself?
Sure, I'm Ava. I'm from New Jersey, and this is week 2-ish of the trip. Woo! We're in Wellington, and we just anchored, and tomorrow we're going on land for the first time in, like, 12, 10, 13, I'm not sure, a long time. The weather changed a lot. It's now really cold, and we had to hove to for, like, a day or two, which was kind of crazy, because it was so rough outside, and it felt like the North Sea. On watch, sometimes we go onto the bowsprit and we, furl the sails once we take them down, which is really cool because you clip in and if you fall, you'll be okay, but you get kind of splashed by the waves, which is really cool. Actually, they said that while we're anchored, we're going to get to learn to climb up. To climb up to the top of the boat, which is really sick. And apparently there's a hidden message. There's a hidden message at the wing top, so I'm excited to find it. And what else? We do boat checks. We do galley cleanup. We do a lot of sail handling and tea time at Dawn Witch.
It's hollow. Like, you know, a macaroni noodle is hollow.
Yeah.
It's like a tube.
Yeah.
And it looks like this.
It's like a tube, but it's
like,
but it's also curly, like a perfect curly.
Oh,
frog.
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
It's such a good.
Stop
thing.
It.
Man,
screw with the mic.
What's up? Stop, Nicholas.
Wait.
Nicholas.
Screw with the microphone.
Oh, okay. There's actually mic.
Damage. Screw with it.
It's okay. Then I just screamed your ears normally. Hi guys, this is Nicholas Lapik. This is my new album, Thunderstruck. That's all you get. Sneak peek, coming live February 30th.
You want to tell me a little bit about your project, your science project?
We're looking at birds.
Anything more to it?
Oh, yeah, there actually is. So we're also looking at pH as well. We're looking at, like, the abundance of sea birds and ocean pH. And we're trying to see, like, does that pH impact their food sources? Not really actually looking at that. That's just the implication of it. But we're trying to see, is there any correlation between pH and seabird abundance in this way that, like, pH could affect their food sources, which could affect the abundance of them in that area. Originally, we were going to do silver golds, but like a gold mine, there ain't no silver down here. So, however, there's a silver gold right there. Look at him. Bastard, where's he been?
Is that your second of the trip?
No, not second of the trip. That's the second on the boat. That's the second one I've seen on the boat, and the other one was also today. So it's not looking good for the silver gold department. But albatrosses are getting pretty cool. I'm starting to appreciate those things.
Last few days have been a little bit rough, I'm not gonna lie. The swells, too big. Way too big. Bird. I got distracted, I'm sorry.
Bird.
The swells, sometimes it was crazy. This morning, I was on lookout and the bow was going down so far because the swells, the chain and the stay, like, went in the water. Like, we just swung down and slammed, and I thought I was gonna fall out sometimes, but, you know, we're good. We're chilling.
Oh, hey, Tegan's recorder. I know you were interviewing Alex, but I just gave him a haircut.
First trip.
Also, it's Ren.
That's all. Thank you, Ren.
Can I see ukulele real quick?
Where did Kermit come from?
We sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Nicholas, I need to hear that recording again, by the way. Of us at the end of our video. We did sing the Rainbow Connection.
Yeah.
That's
it. You all need that's to what know I meant. The difference. Come on. As a true Kermit, you should know.
As the real Kermit, he's the OG Kermit.
I'm just his partner.
Alex. Sorry, Alex. Sorry, Alex. What? I just yayed
him. You're lucky I didn't hear it.
Oh, that's good.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? What's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection. Rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Here we go.
Hooray!
Yay!
Kermit!
Clobber!
Kermit!
What?
Clobber!
That was really close to my throat.
Oh my goodness, surprise, Mike! How do we
Thank you for listening to this episode of S313's audio log. Until next time, this is Tegan Paulson, standing down.